Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the words of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And this poem is entitled Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye.
Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kanara chahiye. بحر الفت کا کنارہ چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے غم نے بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے ان کے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے ان کے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر اپنی بگڑی کو سنارا چاہیے اپنی بگڑی کو سنارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان آپ ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے دست بخشا جان بھی زنبیل ماں دست بخشا جان بھی زنبیل ماں میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستہ و دور افتاد کو اختر خستہ و دور افتاد کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema Allah says, those people who have Iman, who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, I want to make you my close and dear friends. And for that, there is only one thing to do, taqwa. To save ourselves from all the torments of the day of Qiyamah, Qabr, at the time of death, all that Iman we have got, which Allah gave us. Iman we did not work for, Allah gave us that Iman. Now we just have to work for taqwa. And in order to achieve taqwa, Allah says, كُونُوا مَا أَصْفَادِقِينَ. Be with those four people who are truthful in their taqwa. As-sadiq fil qawm. Those people who are truthful in their taqwa, just stay with them, and this will rub off onto you as well. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to give this very beautiful example that you're a poor person, and it's hot summer months, and temperature is almost up to 50 degrees centigrade, and you haven't got a fridge or anything. When you open your roza, then you open it with almost like hot water. But your neighbor is a rich man, and he's got a fridge. So he tells you, or you tell him, just keep this glass of water in your fridge. I'll give it to you 10 o'clock in the morning. Iftari time, you give, just before iftari, you give it back to me. The fridge won't lecture the water. The fridge won't let it make any mujahada. It's just staying in the company of the fridge. But now when he'll open his roza with that water, subhanallah will come out from the bottom of his heart. So just like that, if we stay properly in the company of the true sadiqeen, inshallah, this quality of taqwa will rub off onto us also. As it comes in the hadith sharif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعَدًا. For everything there is a mine, a coal mine, diamond mine, platinum mine, all different mines. وَمَعَدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. And the mine of taqwa, where you will get taqwa, is the hearts of the arifin, those people who have recognized Allah Ta'ala. So if we stay in their company, then inshallah, and how much we mine. If a person only mines for one, he just digs 1 meter, what will he get? When you want water, then you have to dig perhaps 100 meters. But you only dig 2 meters, you say no water. You have to carry on digging. Then when the water comes, what joy you get. When the first drops of water shoot up into the air, what joy you get at that time, that I found water. Much more than that, when taqwa will spring up in your heart, and you get the enjoyment of taqwa. Wallah, there is no doubt that looking at another woman, when you have taqwa and you don't look, what enjoyment you get in not looking can never compare with that enjoyment when you haven't got taqwa and you are looking at another woman, you are fantasizing, etc. On taqwa, what enjoyment in this world Allah Ta'ala will give. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with these qualities, inshallah. In this very beautiful poem, which is a complete bayan also, Hazrat says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. That's the title of the poem. That means I need a support in my life. Everyone needs a support, like especially a patient in the hospital. In the ICU ward, they put a support of life for the person. And that is supporting him. And sometimes, that one patient who is presently in the hospital, last week they thought he's finished, he's the end, everything, all organ failure, etc. But the support of life, they tried, they made effort, now he's out of danger. So you need a support of life. Otherwise, in this the world of temptations from all sides, not only for front, back, right, left, top, bottom, from every angle, the amount of temptations and the amount of invitation towards evil and sin is so much. If you don't have this life support, you're a goner. If Allah doesn't, if you don't get your life support of Allah Ta'ala, you won't be able to survive in this world. And that is not only from human side, the side of temptations of woman. Money today, illegal money, different forms of making money, wrong ways, etc. Almost in every field, there are wrong things. Bribery, a police stops you, a traffic cop stops you. Your mind also, for the first thing goes, he also makes an indication. Bribery there, that you give a bribe and you get away. Whatever, there are temptations from all sides all the time. So if you have the support of life, then you will be out of danger, inshallah. Otherwise, this worldly life is a real test and trial Allah has made it. And if we think a bit of the akhirat, and we compare the two, then we'll say, this life is no test and trial. What that life is going to be. If all the people's sufferings of the world, and we know how many people are suffering in the world, how many refugees there are, how many people lingering, rotting in the prisons, how many people rotting in the hospitals, how many people in the made hospitals, how many, if you're going to the ward where the burnt patients are, what's their condition? People who have got financial problems, people who have got marital problems, people who have got domestic, what problems? But all of it put together, the least punishment in the akhirat of one person is worse than all these problems. May Allah save us. But we don't worry of that life. We are worried of this life only. So that is the. So if we put the, we compare the two, then this worldly life won't be, you'll see, it won't be such a tormenting, and it won't be so hard. But we don't think of akhirat. We don't think, and that is what we have to think about. So much so that it comes, most probably it is in the Hadith Sharif, if you remember more 25 times, you will die as a shaheed. But we don't even, we don't want to. Today people say, don't talk about death. Nobody is dying now, why are you talking about death now? You don't have to spoil the whole social gathering and come and talk about death and all that, a sad occasion. But we are encouraged to think of death. And then this worldly life will become easy to handle also. May Allah give us all proper understanding and the tawfiq to make amal also accordingly. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. What is the life support? Hum tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love, O Allah, and my heart. Allah tabaraka ta'ala is the creator of love. The place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of the heart. And not only the creator, Allah controls the heart also all the time. Ya muqallib al qulub, ya musarrif al qulub. Oh, you who turn the turner of hearts, the changer of hearts. Allah will, if Allah puts His love, and that is, each one ask ourselves, today, after every namaz, at least we made dua. Whether we made or we just lifted our hands are two different things also. But if we made dua, when did we ever ask Allah for His love? We will ask our material needs. We will ask all other things. We will ask many things. But to ask Allah for His love, the lovers of Allah who have tasted that love, they are not satisfied with it. They want it more and more. Which Hadrat says, قرب کی لذت چکھا کر اے خدا. Oh Allah, give me the enjoyment of the closeness to you. We know what it is to close up to a woman, for example. We know what it is to close up with our money, counting the money and seeing the stacks of money, seeing our bank statements and seeing how many digits there are, etc. But to close up with Allah Ta'ala. And when a person is blessed with such a sajda, in the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, to the lovers of Allah, out of namaz, they are in namaz. They are in contact with Allah Ta'ala all the time. When they are eating also, even if they are talking and joking, but they are in contact with Allah. And we, even in namaz, we are not in contact with Allah. A person is the closest to Allah in sajda. But when we are in sajda, also we are not connected with Allah. We are connected with the whole world. Our mind floats around where and where, but we are not connected with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to strive for. That the love of Allah, and that will be in our hearts. If we get that love and we get this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then, as Hazrat will explain, that even difficulties become enjoyable. But if you don't have that lap, moments of enjoyable also become sorrowful moments. Bihr ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We need the shores of the sea of love. But the sea of love has got no shores. We want to get to the shore, but there is no end to it. Love of Allah Ta'ala, love of human beings, normally, or before, which is the wrong way nowadays, they show all their love before marriage. And after marriage, they start talking of divorce. But even if you do get married properly, and you at the beginning, when you just get married, you show so much love, you are opening the door for your wife to sit in, you pick up her dress and put it nicely, and you close the door for her, but it doesn't last long. Then you are hooting for her. Now you're no more opening doors for her. Now you are shouting. Now on the phone, you are, how long are you taking? I'm waiting so long. Now the whole story changes completely. So this is the, but Allah's love, if we get a taste of it. قُرْبَ كِ لَذَّتْ چَكْهَا كَرْ اَيْ خُدَى پھر رَنْجْدُورِ مَنَا كَرْ مُبْتَلَى. After that, O Allah, let me never suffer the sorrow of being separated from you. And Allah doesn't Himself separate Himself from anyone. It is through our gunas that we get separated from Allah and we get deprived of His love. Otherwise, Allah does not separate Himself. رَنْجْدُورِ مَنْ پھر نَا كَرْ مُبْتِلَى. آپکا قُرْب وَحُضُورِ اے خدا. Your closeness of Allah and being present in front of you. سَتْ سَالَ عِبَادَتْ بَهْتَرْ أَسْتَتْ سَالَ عِبَادَتْ بِهِرِيَا. It's more better than hundreds of years of ibadat, which is done with ikhlas. If you do that with love. There are so many couples who are just staying together. There is no love. Love has been lost along the way. Fights, arguments, accusations, what and what things have been done in between, love is lost. But that marriage that has got love, what enjoyment is in that marriage. And a great enjoyment in that marriage in which there is love. But that marriage, you are staying for the children's sake, for the parents' sake, for society's sake, you are staying together as husband and wife, but there is no love, there is no enjoyment. So one is a person making Allah's ibadat, but no enjoyment. Adhan doesn't bring joy to him. Namaz doesn't bring joy to him. Ramzan brings, he gets heart attack. He gets angina attack in Ramzan. And then again when you have to take out his zakat, then it's a bigger problem also. But if when a person has got that love, you want to spend on your wife, if you got love for her, how happily you spend. But if you haven't, then you're spending too much money. You're a big liability to me. Every now and then you want this, you want that, you want that. But if there's love, she'll ask for one pair of shoes, you'll bring two pairs. When there is love. But when there isn't love, so this also, our namazes also. If there is love of Allah, we'll make our nafils also. We'll try and come first into the masjid, be the last to go out. But if there isn't the love, we are the last in the masjid and the first to go out. And then we're taking all shortcuts in everything also. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was studying, he started missing out his nafil namazes and sunnat-e ghair muakkada. Not to rest or to have a tea with friends or anything, to study. But he was very soon inspired that knowledge is not to give up the nafil ibadat and the sunnat-e ghair muakkada. Knowledge is to increase in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then he started again with all his nafil ibadat also, all his sunnat-e muakkada also. So this is, but today we just look for the slightest excuse to make our namazes less also. And to everything wherever we can get shortcuts. We take shortcuts in our deen. But for our dunya, there we don't take any shortcuts. There we want the best of everything. Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We need the shores of the sea of love. Sar hamara or dar tumhara chahiye. Our head, O Allah, and your threshold, O Allah. That we are, when a person is in sajda, and he puts his head down, so to say, so to say, at the feet of Allah, not in reality. That is, I mean, is the closest. A person is closest to Allah in namaz, in sajda. But we are not close anyway in our namaz. We have to still go a long way in order to bring reality of deen into us. Our namazes also still are full of ghaflat, whereas namaz should be full of qurb and closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Ghamme bas unko pukara chahiye. When you have any sorrow, then your nature must be that immediately you just turn to Allah Ta'ala. Anything happens by nature, La ilaha illallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. All this should be just by nature. But usually we'll scream out or something, we'll shout out something else. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala. If we would call it driving on the road and something serious happens, and then we go blank, or we say something else, or we don't think, but Bismillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakil. Fire comes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar puts out the fire. But we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we need. In all sorrow, we have to call upon Allah Ta'ala. But we turn to Allah Ta'ala. If we got a medical problem, for example, first normally, home remedy, something, it will come right. Take a Panado, take this, and it will come right. Not coming right, go and see your GP. You see him, he gives you something, not coming right, go and see a specialist. He refers you to a specialist. Not coming right, he says you have to do a scope done. You have to do whatever, all x-rays done. You do all that, doesn't come right, then we think it's something jadu. Now start with the amils. Now from amil to amil, first doctor to doctor, then amil to amil. Still not coming right, now we say you can only one thing, turn to Allah. Now right at the end whereas right at the beginning, it's not haram to go to the doctors, or even for that matter a genuine amil, but the thing is, first turn to Allah, make two rakats of namaz, give some sadqa, and then go and see the doctor still if you have to. But these are the things that we have to do. One time in Nizamuddin, the wall clock stopped working, so they called. This was the time of Maulana Ismail, Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi's grandfather. His father was Maulana Yahya, and his grandfather, if I'm correct. Anyway, so he called the watchmaker to attend to the clock. So he went up, he looked at it, he said, it's a big job, it will take 2 days. So he said, 2 days is too long. So he told all the students who were in the madrasa, Nizamuddin has got a madrasa also, each one read 7 times Durood Sharif, 7 times Alhamdu Sharif, 7 times Durood Sharif again, and blow on the clock. So they started, everyone started blowing. When the last student finished and he blew, the clock started to work. And only Allah knows for how long it carried on working there. So that we need, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And this is also normal for the normal people, for the people of the higher grade. Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, or Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, one of these great buzurgs, he came up with a fever. So he read Alhamdul Sharif and blew on it for Shifa. 7 times Alhamdul Sharif is Shifa. Allah said, oh Junaid, we didn't give you the sickness to get better. We like to see you in your sickness. Who are some people Allah like to see, and in that the sighing and the more making dua and more turning to Allah, Allah loves them. Sometimes if you want the child to come by you more and more, you don't give him the sweet at the first instance. You pick it up higher. Pick it up higher, let him jump more, let him ask more, let him cry more, then you give it to him. And if somebody who you don't like, if just you tell somebody else, go and give it to him and let him go. So when Allah wants that, then Allah wants it during the night also, you turning and tossing and you talking to Allah, and He wants that from you. And that you realize there is no helper for me besides you, O Allah. Nobody can see to me besides you, O Allah. Then you turning to Allah, that is what Allah wants. So people of that level, Allah don't want them to make treatment also. That Allah wants them to be close to Him, and Allah enjoys them. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? with Allah on your side, which are the support you want. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Is not Allah enough for you, for the banda? Allah is enough for you. When you got him, you don't need any other support. But that is if you have got him in reality. Like the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what effort was made, the Awliya-i-Kiram, they didn't worry for, we got Allah, we got everything. So that effort to get Allah for on our side. Lazzat-e-Faryad Tufano mein hai, the enjoyment of crying and pleading to Allah is in problems. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says you need the shore? In order to, normally what we will feel, that when everything is settled, that everything is in its place, at home, at the business, everything, then we think of coming masjid, when everything is sorted out. How many people, whole life, we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala. Now when we get old, then we'll turn to Allah Ta'ala. When everything of ours is done, then we will turn to Allah Ta'ala. But the answer to all our problems is not to wait till your problems are sorted out. That is like catching the cat by the tail. It will turn around and scratch you very badly. If you want to catch the cat, get it by its neck one time. So problems also, if you want to solve them, you in that problem, you turn to Allah. You don't wait for things to sort out, then you turn to Allah. You turn to Allah and He will sort out your problems. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problems. So when you have problems, turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Be regular with your namazas. Allah give tawfiq, tahajjud also. Keep nafil, rozas also. Give sadqa also. These are the things that sort out the problems. But we say first, let us sort out this problem. Then I will go to Allah Ta'ala. Hasil sahil mujhe tufano mein hai. And what you get in on the coast, on the shore, I found that in the storms of the sea. People, what they look for on the shore, that is when everything is smooth sailing, everything is in order. But I found that was not on the shore. I found that was when there were problems, when there were storms in my life. At that time when I turned to Allah, I found the closeness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Unki jalwo ka nazara chahiye. You need to have a look at the jalwa of Allah. The jalwa of Allah, like we can easily understand from halwa. Halwa, there are different types, jalebi, barfi, many other types there also, and how we enjoy that. So Allah Ta'ala's sifat, His qualities that there are. Allah is Haleem, very tolerant. Allah is Rahim, most kind. Allah is Ghafoor, oft forgiving, most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq, He feeds Allahu Akbar, who and who? Animals He feeds, the birds He feeds, ants He feeds, everyone's diet is different. And He's giving everyone their diet. If you invited 200 people for your walima, and the one says, I'm a diabetic, please if you can arrange for me. You say, no problem, we'll do it. We'll make some food like that. Another person phones and he says, I've got high blood pressure. If you can prepare food for me, saltless like that. Say, okay. Another one phones, he says, I got cholesterol. You'll say, I think you people stay at home rather. How many people, how many diets am I, how many menus are we have to make and how many diets are we going to have? But Allah is giving the elephant His own diet, the lion His own diet, the snake His own diet, the ant His own diet. Every human being different taste, and what variety Allah gives to a human being. An elephant whole life is just eating leaves and grass, cows, bulls, etc. A lion is just eating raw meat, not cooked also. No salt and no spices also. But insan, Allah gives him what spices. And what a variety. A simple dastarkhan today, what things are there on there. So how much is not Allah Ta'ala giving? So Allah. So we need Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And if we have got Allah, we don't need any other support. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفانوں میں ہے ان کے جھلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. You need to have a look at the jalwa of Allah, His different qualities. And you have to see Allah Ta'ala, how He's feeding the entire creation. How in reality the whole system of the world is not the It's not the government's infrastructure. It's not big companies and factories infrastructure. Allah is really. The real doer is only Allah. All the aeroplanes flying, Allah is the one who has made them. We might say man made them, but man, who made man? Who made the brains of man? All the steel that is used and what is not used in one aeroplane? Who made that raw material? Who put it in the mines and who made all? It's only Allah Ta'ala. This we need. We are short-sighted. We just have to be a bit far-sighted. And just see behind the curtain. Like this, if you look at our palm in broad daylight, you can't see the back. But just turn it around, you can see it. It's right here. So this whole dunya also, whatever is happening, we are looking at the palm. Just turn it and you'll see Allah is doing everything from the back. Allah is the one who is doing it. And when you make your dua also, you are looking in your palm. And on your one hand, you will see 18 is written. And on the other hand, 81 is written. The 99 names of Allah are all here. All this jalwa, the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. And if you just turn your hands around, it means that you realize Allah is doing. You'll see from Allah is doing everything. This is only the stage, and we are all puppets on the stage. Somebody else is pulling the strings. And as he pulls the strings, like that we are jumping, like that we are sitting, like that we are talking, like that we are doing. All this is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In one Tablighi Ijtima, Maulana Yusuf Saab Rahmatullah Ali was giving bayan, and Colonel Haq Nawaz, who was a general in the Air Force of Pakistan, he has passed away a long time ago. So he, first time he came arriving, so he was sitting near the stage, and they don't introduce the speakers in Tabligh. There's no MC, this is so and so, and what work he does, and what post he holds, nothing like that. The speaker just comes and he starts speaking. So he made a remark, he said they must introduce the speaker. So Maulana himself said, I'll introduce myself. And he started his talk from there. That my starting point, my introduction was the drop of sperm. And my ending point will be dust, I'll be going in the qabr again. And then the next thing he said, until you don't realize that all your tall, tall buildings and your flashy motor cars and your luxurious homes and your beautiful gardens, all these things are only like toys. Till then, your iman is not made. So General Haq Nawaz got surprised. The iman is not made. You will realize these things to be toys. These are the main assets of our life. We worked whole life for this building, for this car, for this. Our whole life we worked. And these are only toys. The next sentence Maulana said, until you don't realize your jet bombers and your F-16s and your tanks and all that, until they are just toys. Till you don't realize these are toys, your iman is not made. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ, that this worldly life is only play and pastime. So this reality has to come. That is what we have to work for, to bring that reality. Otherwise, all our importance also, we were supposed to lead the people of the world towards Akhirah. But we are following them all in dunya. And Akhirah is not in our life also. Akhirah preparation, if we're making five times namaz without any thought of Allah Ta'ala, we make little tilawat, little zikr. I'm a very good Muslim. I got sunnat in my life, topi, beard, kurta. I'm a very good Muslim. But we haven't even thought of Akhirah. Forget preparing, forget having the reality of Akhirah. That is not in our lives. That is what we have to... The Sahaba, that was what they used to be. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, I wish I was just a leaf of a tree. I wish I was just a bird. He says, you got no worry of Hisab Kitab on Qiyamah Day. And we are not worried. We don't think of Hisab Kitab. We speak to any person anyhow. We do what we want to. Namazes we make haphazardly. Everything, we got no fikr of Akhirah. That is what we have to develop. So the jalwa of Allah, when we can see that Allah is the creator, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the sustainer, giver of the sickness is also Allah, and the giver of shifa is also Allah, the giver of riches is also Allah, and the giver of poverty is also Allah Ta'ala, the giver of happiness is Allah, هو الذي أضحك وأبكى Huwallazi amata wa ahya. He is the one who makes you laugh. He is the one who makes you cry. If Allah wants to make you laugh, He'll make you laugh. And if He wants to make you cry, you won't stop crying. Hey, what problems? May Allah save us all. And may Allah grant us happiness, good health for us, our families, for all the Muslims, all the people of the world, all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Apni aaho se dare jana pe meer. Oh, Meer. Oh, sir. Oh, Hazrat is referring to Meer Sahib. What is your support? Is your sighing and pleading and crying to Allah Ta'ala. Mullah Jeevan Rahmatullah Ali was a great alim. He, one time they informed him that where his little hut was, the government is going to make a road from there, the king. And they're going to destroy your hut, they're making a road here. And they just came and warned him from before. So he told his khadim that they will come with their bulldozers, they will come with their big machinery, etc. So bring my weapons also, and bring my machinery. So that person got surprised. Now, Mullah Jeevan, living in a small hut, what weapons has he got? What machinery has he got? He brought his lota to make wuzu. He brought his miswak to make miswak. And he brought his musalla to put down. Now, then he said, I'll make 2 rakats namaz and lift my hands. So he ran to the king. He said, you better change your ideas. You'll never succeed here. When he has made contact there with Allah, you won't succeed. But that was the head Allah in their hearts. And they had that contact with Allah Ta'ala. If we have that contact with Allah, then and Allah Ta'ala, that contact is open 24 hours. Allah's offices don't open from 9 to 4 or something like that. 24 hours. And the best hours are the middle of the night. Yeah, the middle of the day you go, and your work doesn't get done also. And we don't think of turning to Allah in the middle of the night or at any time, middle of the night. And Allah, so to say, telephone is never engaged. The whole world can be phoning at the same time. The telephone line is not engaged. Everyone, Allah will answer, and individually. Allah has got a direct contact, not with only every individual person. Every individual drop of the oceans, of every layer of air, of every speck of sand, Allah has got a direct personal relation and is in contact all the time with everyone individually. And according to the amal we send, Allah sends down conditions. So Allah Ta'ala is the one that has got with everyone a personal direct, with every animal, every human being. In fact, in the human being, how many parts of the body? 360 joints alone. Then 2 eyes. Nose, Allah has got contact, and Allah controls everything, your heart, your liver, your kidneys. Allah is alone the one who is controlling each of these things. Every tooth in the mouth, Allah alone is controlling it. Your tongue, your whatever it is, each toe, each nail, Allah alone is in direct with Allah is wara'ul wara'. Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchaan hai. Oh Allah, you come into my heart, I can't fathom you with my mind. Allah is beyond comprehension. This I realize is your to recognize you, that I can't recognize you. The recognition of Allah is that I can't recognize you. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma arifatik. Oh Allah, we could not recognize you as we are. When the greatest man and who Allah took for Mi'raj, he says we couldn't recognize you, and nobody can ever recognize. Allah is wara'ul wara. And his recognition is that you admit I can't recognize, but I believe in you fullheartedly. You are there, Ya Allah. You are the only one. You are doing everything. May Allah. To talk is easy, to hear is easier. Eh? But to bring the reality into us, for that is an effort. Our zikr regularly, our ma'amulats regularly, all our ibadat properly on its place regularly, then we get. And when a person, for example, doctor says if you don't take your medicine, you're going to go back not 1 month, you're going to go back further than where you are. You must see that you take your medicines regularly. So if we don't do our ma'amulats, our zikr regularly, in fact we commit gunas. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that gunaah door karte hain manzil se, sins take you far away from your destination. Karche tera peer aasani ho. Even if your sheikh is such a sheikh, then he's got no second to him in the world. But if you are committing gunas, then you won't reach your destination. You are going further from your destination. So our gunas of the eyes, our gunas of the thought, one great buzurg, most probably Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, he saw a good, healthy, strong man, young man, begging. So he didn't speak anything. He said, this man, why he needs to beg? He just thought of it. And these great people are taken to task for that also. We just, the thought came, we didn't bring the thought came. We, inshallah, we won't be taken. A grade one student won't be given a matric exam paper. What's he going to answer matric exam paper? He won't be given a university exam paper. So he thought, just that thought came. At night he saw farishtas, angels, and they are giving him rotten pig meat. And they're telling him, eat. He said, how can I eat this? They say, you ate, eat some more. Then he said, what? They say, you thought of that person. So he got a shock. The next day he went out looking for that person. He saw him begging in the streets of Baghdad. And that person, when Junaid Baghdadi was coming from the back, he turned around and looked at him and told him that, now you can even ask for maaf. So then he realized what a great buzurg he is. So he asked him, why do you beg then if you're such a great buzurg? He says that pride doesn't come in me. That I carry on like a beggar so that no pride comes in me. If I sit in the masjid 24 hours and I make ibadat and people, Allah sent people with food for me, people with presents for me, oh, big hazrat, big buzurg. So I beg like this and no, so nobody recognized me. So these people who have found reality, they hide themselves. We got nothing and we make a big show of nothing. One king had a beautiful Turkish girl slave. Slaves in those zamana, and she was a beautiful Turkish girl. So he was going somewhere on a journey. So now where can I leave the slave girl? He wasn't going to take her. So the buzurg of the town was really a very pious person. He says she's only safe by him. So he left her by him. He refused first, but then he insisted. So he kept her with the ladies in the ladies section. But one day his eyes fell on her. So beautiful. And he got intoxicated with her love. Now he had to sort it out. And this is another thing. When something wrong comes in our heart, go and sort it out. We sit with the problem. We don't sort out the problem. We sit with the problem and we think we'll sort it out. So then he went to one buzurg. He told him, go to another buzurg in another. He was genuine. He wanted treatment. Today people go for piles, operation to India. People go for this treatment to there, where and where they go. But for dini treatment, nowhere we go. And this is the more important treatment we have to take. So he went to that town. He asked the people about this. They said, oh, he's the worst person here. He's just all the time with young boys, homosexuality, and he drinks. What are you wasting your time? He went back to that buzurg. He said, I told you to go to him. I didn't tell you to find out about him. I told you to go to him. You go back. He went back again. Now, traveling in those days, was it like today's travels? He went back again. And he said, I want to meet this buzurg. Where is he? So, this person. So they showed him, yeah, when he went there, a wine bottle in front of him, and a young boy, handsome young boy. So he told him that buzurg sent me here for the solution of this. So, but everyone in the town are talking bad about you. What they speaking about you? So he says, this is a wine bottle, clean, park. There's only water in it. And this is my own son, and I'm teaching him Quran Sharif. So he said, why did you put up a show like this? We show a show of piety. They made a show of sin outwardly. Why did you do this? So he said, so that the king doesn't leave his beautiful Turkish slave girl by me to look after. That's why I make myself like this. So I don't have to worry of any fitna or anything. And or falling into any temptation or anything. So we don't know how Allah works with who and how Allah Ta'ala works. So Hazrat says that you turn to Allah, what you're sighing and crying to Allah. Apni bigri ka sawara chahiye. That what wrong we have done, we have to correct it. One famous poet of India, all India poet, Shair, most probably Ghalib, he said, Kis muh se jaoge tum Kaaba ko e Ghalib? Most probably it was him. He said, what face are you going to Kaaba for Hajj? Kis muh se tum jaoge Kaaba ko e Ghalib? Sharam tumko magar nahi aati. Don't you have any shame in you? What gunas you committed in your world? And now you, like in Urdu there is a saying, Billi nannanwe chuhe khaake Hajj ko chali. That the cat ate up 99 mice and now big buzur going for Hajj, going to become Haji sahab. In other words, you did all wrong, haram, this haram, that haram, that haram. Now you're going to be ihram and big Haji sahab and making tawaf of Kaaba and you're going to show that you're a big Haji sahab. So Maulana Muhammad Ahmad sahab Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali say this poem, there is discouragement for sinners. They will say that now we committed sins in our life. There's no future for us. Whereas, as somebody said very beautifully, every saint has got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a future in front of him. So there is a future that we can look for. So he changed the poem and he said, Isi muh se main Kaaba ko jaunga. With the same face of mine, all my sins that I committed, I will go like this to Kaaba Sharif. I'll cry and beg of Allah to forgive me and to correct my life. Apni bigri yu sawarunga. Of my fall back life, I will correct it in this way. In this way I will go. So a person, if he has committed sins, he must not give up at all. One time proper tawbah, they don't even think of those sins. Allah has forgiven them. If they have to do what huququl ibad, rights of people, fulfill those rights. Or ask them for maaf or something. Other sins that we have committed, it was wrong. Also, one very important point. There are many people who feel that they just can't give up sin. They are so addicted, whatever sin it may be, looking at women, porn, films, whatever it might be, it just can't give up. So Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, said so beautifully. He said, if you feel you can't give up sin, give charity. As-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab al-rab, or kama qala alayhi salam. Sadqa will put off the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Another thing that you should do, if you can't give up sins, make tawbah. It doesn't mean you must carry on sinning. But these two things are such that they will make you give up your sin. And in the meantime, you are sinning also. Like many people who got a hernia problem. But they are invited to a wedding, biryani, roast, everything. So they say, we just take one more Nexium, then it's alright, everything. People with sugar, they go for dawahs, so yeah, there, they have to have dawahs. They say, we just take an additional injection. Insulin injection we take. So if you're committing sin, take the thing to level it also. But we just committing sin left, right and center. No tawbah istighfar. We don't give sadqah also. How many people just because of the sadqah who led so terrible lives? Haji Ahmed Damat Barakato explained, one lady who was an evil lady who was selling her body her whole life. But when she was dying, her family people were there and they heard she's talking some funny. What is she talking? So they called the Mali Sahib, the Imam of the Masjid. She was talking Arabic to Malakul Maut. And he was giving her Basharat of Jannah. An evil woman like that whole life, till her Maut time. But I can't remember, but one good thing she was doing also. So like you keep on giving your sadaqah, keep on making your tawbah istighfar. So don't just go one side. Do that, and by the barakat of that, inshallah, a person reads Tabarakalladhi every night, it will protect him in the qabr. One person asked me many years ago, so that means you can keep on sinning and you read Tabarakalladhi, you'll be protected. By the barakat of it, you'll give up that sin also. Very soon you'll give up that sin also. But do something. Don't just commit sins one way. Do something about it. And to spend money is hard. It's not easy. And every time you commit a sin, give sadaqah. You miss your namaz, give sadaqah. You looked at other women, give sadaqah. You do that, inshallah, and make tawbah istighfar. Make two rakats, make four rakats of tawbah istighfar also. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. O Allah, make me such that every moment of my life I sacrifice it for you, O my Allah. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Make me such that I don't worry for anyone else in the world. Only you be in my life, O Allah. That all the time, dil mera ho jaye, ek meydan mein ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That, O Allah, in my body, only you must be there. Aur mere tan mein, aab o gil ke bajaye, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. O Allah, make it like an open field. And there is nothing in that open field but you. In my heart, make it that wide field. And only you are in my heart. If a person sleeps like this, gets up middle of the night with Allah's name on his tongue, and Allah's thoughts, and while he can't sleep, he's thinking of Allah all the time. He's making du'as and who he thinks of. And he makes du'a for all those individuals. And naturally, those people who are closer linked to him, he'll think more of them. He's making now du'a for not only for their deen, for their dunya also. Nothing else to do. You didn't get up and you're not on the musalla, but lying in your bed, you are turning to Allah Ta'ala. You're making dua for your dunya, for your akhirat all the time. So a person will be connected. So Allah's connection must be there. Then at these times also, in fact, it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif. When a person has got problems, who wasn't connected with Allah Ta'ala, and now he turns to Allah, the malaika say, who is this? Who is this knocking here? Who's knocking the door middle of the night? Or who's phoning middle of the night? But you know, your brother-in-law, they phone always at 11:30. Now when the phone rings 11:30, you got no problem. He, I know it must be him. My brother-in-law is phoning now. And you got no problem that when you pick up also, and you're sleeping already. No, you're just getting ready to sleep. But if somebody else phones, 10 o'clock also, this is the time to phone. So they say that this person, we're not connected. We don't know who is this. Who is this phoning now? But a person who's regularly in touch with Allah, immediately you are welcomed. And immediately you are heard. And your word is listened to. So this is what we need in our lives. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan, ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. I mustn't worry of anyone else. Let the world tell me I'm backwards, I'm a fanatic, I'm a whatever else they want to say. You are outdated, you are what and what. Let them say what they want to, but I want you, O Allah. I'm coming to you, I'm not going to them when I die. And they're not in control. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah Ta'ala says, he's more closer to you than your jugular vein. And Allah Ta'ala says, what's it in Surah Waqia? When the mort comes. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ When your ruh comes now to the throat here. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ And you people are looking. But you can't see us. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْكُمْ We are more closer to him and to you than what you are. But you can't see us. But Allah is present there. Allah is everywhere. So this reality, then at that time, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ And if you don't want to submit to my will and my commands, and you are in control of your life, bring that person back to life. When I take out his ruh, and you feel that I did this, and I built this building, and I did that, and I made this aeroplane, and you did everything, and you don't want to admit I'm the doer, now just bring his ruh back. Just give him life now. With all the specialists in the hospitals, all the life support, all the machines, everyone, nobody. And Allah is there more closer, but we can't see Allah. Allah is there. So this is Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ الله أكبر. May Allah make us amongst them. If you are amongst the close, the VIPs, فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانَةٌ وَجَنَّةٌ نَعِيمٌ What enjoyments. وَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ If you are of the lesser grade, but you are of the right side. On the other hand, if you are amongst the munafiqeen, amongst the hypocrites, amongst the non-believers, then what is going to... So Allah, we are going to return to Allah. We have to prepare for that. دست بخشا جانب زنجیل زنبیل ما. My hands which I beg of you, and when you shower your favors, my lap is too small, my basket is too small, I can't fill up all what you are giving. How much you give, O Allah? I lift up my hands to ask you, but how much? It's overflowing. You just have to turn. You need that connection with Allah. You need that reality of Allah in your life. Mere sar ko tera sauda chahiye. What my head needs, sauda brings. Not sodas. I need in my head brains. Today the people who got sodas, they think they got brains. Brains those people got who prepare for Allah, who please the maker, the one who has given you. Your wife cooked for you, she prepared the best meal, and you go and thank your auntie. Allah does everything and you think somebody else. Allah is the doer. So a person who is turning to Ghairullah for whatever your needs, whatever it may be, you really got sawdust in your head. If you want brains, you turn to Allah Ta'ala. That is what I need, O Allah. In my brains, in my head, in my khopri, I need that brains, that you are the doer. You alone are the doer. And I have to turn to you alone, O Allah. One person, in Saudi Arabia, he had to extend his iqama, and he went to the office and they refused. He said, no, you must leave the country, and immediately you must leave. He tried. He said, I'll pay you 30,000 riyals times 3 or 4 now. 4. 120,000 rands I will pay you, but do my work. They say, nothing doing, you leave. He went home, he turned to Allah. He made his ibadat, his tahajjud, turned to Allah, made du'as. Next day he went in the office, they straight away, yes, it. Yeah, you got your iqamah. But we don't do that. We don't turn to Allah. We don't turn with earnestness and seriousness to Allah. We haven't got that conviction, Allah is the doer. This minister will do for me. That connection will do. My money will do. I got this connection. But that Allah is my connection, unfortunately we haven't got that. This is what we have to build. And then see, wallah, we will change the tables. If we got one like the Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, I want how many people? 13. I want 300 people, and to produce 300. They said, Hazrat, all this big gathering in each day, I haven't got one stuff. The people with that conviction in their heart, this is what we have to work for. And really it's a job. It's not just play. And we will be test, but Allah give us tawfiq. We want the comfort of our lives. We want to satisfy our nafs all the time. Our beds must be right. Our food must be right. This must be right. All the arrangements must be made. But our ibadat we are. And turning to Allah. Ibadat also is not the actual main thing. That connection with Allah and that real belief and that yaqeen in that belief. To that extent, Allah Ta'ala does everything. One person from Bhopal, very many years ago, wanted to go for Hajj. Poor person. Money still had value. He had only 1 rupee. But in his heart, I want to go for Hajj. So with that 1 rupee, he had a bag sewn, big bag, and he filled chana in it. And he started walking to Bombay. From there, the ship goes to Jeddah. Walking, and Allah made it such, everywhere he goes, people invite him. And he gets the best food. He reached finally Bombay. Now the time for the ship to leave. He's got no money. So he went, he told the officer in charge there, the British were in charge, they used to run the ships to Jeddah. He said, I haven't got money, but I want to go for Hajj. Whatever job you give me, I'm prepared to do. So he said, okay, then first have to test you whether you can, you fit for the job. He said, go ahead. So he said, the steps up here, old man, weak, thin skin and bones, this heavy bag, you must carry it up here. So he turned to Allah. Ya Allah, how much I could do, I did. Now it's in your hands. Allah made it, he ran up the stairs. So he gave him the job. What job? To clean his toilet and that, to the water system on the ship, he fill it, make sure, just some job like that. So he used to do it, and when he's off, reading Quran Sharif in Tahajjud, and beautiful Quran he was reading. That officer got influenced. Finally, he said, I also want to read Quran like that. He made him read Kalima, he made him take a bath, he made him a Muslim, and he didn't know he's a Muslim. His other friends told him, you going by this person, always you're a Muslim. So he asked him, he said, oh, you became Muslim that time already. Then he told his wife, I've become Muslim. You also become, she refused. He says, then we separate. When he came there, the two of them on their way now for Hajj. And everywhere Allah is opening the doors at every step for them. Allah grant it to us. It's only words on our tongue. Eh, if we have this, we will see the world is in our palm. Eh, it's not that cell phone that the world is in your palm. When you got Allah with you, you got the world. Not the world, you got the universe. As Maulana Yusuf Desai says of Durban, Medina is the capital of the universe. And the king of the universe is there in Medina Sharif. So if you got Allah and you got the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in essence, not just in name, then you will have Allah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah, Allahumma bihamdihi.